real school and subject divisions. As you probably have figured out, all the subject divisions we have today are wrong. They exist for the school and not for the student. And we need a real-world source of subjects, both to adopt it and expand the list by subtle analogy to existing items towards something more realistic. Why Combinator request for startups is a kind of an A-OK start. It gets the thing going. It contains items such as education, software, virtual and augmented reality, artificial intelligence, healthcare, and government 2.0. And I personally would add nature and adventure, art, design, music, and music composition, web and application programming, 3D modeling and printing, open source operating systems, and a few others. It is easy to think of these as majors, but student minds don't work like that. Majors don't come with any guarantees, forget it. These are just doors to step through and revisit to no end. There is no graduation. The structure of the school is just a tree of choices. Students are presented with many branches and they pick one. After they fill their curiosity with a subject, they are presented with all the other unopened doors and allowed to revisit subjects they already explored to learn more and more about them. The ultimate measuring stick to define a proper class is actually pretty sad and stupid. It is unfortunate, as it relates to the development level of our civilization, which kind of is not doing so well, but it's trying. And in case you didn't know, schools are pretty fake. Money is misused to choke the world, and some severely stupid people think that war is just good entertainment to be had from time to time. Make no mistake, dictators do not just wage war to hide their economic failure. They do it because it entertains them and tightens the bonds with all the equally stupid yes men. There is no question that schools need instant repair. But that repair must also be on point or relative to where humanity stands today. So it is my sadness to declare that the subjects are to ultimately be divided in a way that helps the student immediately, as soon as possible, exit poverty. And as a side note, those who are headed for politics will have to adapt the world to universal income. $100 per day in 2020 money. Reset back to 100 every night at midnight. You will not believe what the students heading for politics will teach you about inflation as they come closer and closer to unchaining the world from poverty. To be clear, students will no longer be taught mathematics because that never ever worked. Never. Instead, they will learn mathematics by wanting to learn mathematics, to increase their chances of success as they build more and more little companies. For example, a computer artist hoping to sell their enormous and enormously complex generative art will want to learn math, and it will take them weeks of self-education and not years of fake education. What is important to notice here is that math is alive and well, thriving more than ever. But it is not presented as itself, robbed of context, but rather in context of something that is useful to the student. More than that, some of the new subject divisions are quite startling. For example, jewelry creation or generation by means of JS CAD and 3D printing. Once the initial list of subjects is expanded, everyone will find something fascinating and worth spending time on, something that will lead them out of poverty, and reliably so. Students will spend countless minutes looking for new subjects and topics, for new ways to use their existing knowledge, and above all, for new things to learn that will allow them to progress to the subjects that are few steps removed, but now closer than ever. Therefore, the definition of a worthy subject is a smallest possible cluster of topics that come together to help the student out of poverty. To help them pay for an apartment, for food, for travel, and inventions. From the student's perspective, the most important perspective, a subject is defined as something that they feel passionate about, that is then delivered to them in a way that feels like poetry. It is presented in the best way possible. Finally, there are no grades, there is no graduation, the doors are always open for more, there is no punishment, no getting kicked out, no being held back. It is understood that the misguided are just that, victims of warped cultures or lack of real knowledge. This school aims to repair that as well. This new school is like the universal income that the students will eventually turn to reality. It cannot be taken away from anybody, not from a horrible criminal, not from a being who may afford something better. It may not be taken away for any reason. The real school and the real education that it brings to the world is a gift that will never be taken back.